Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line, we have Lauren Seif, medical responder at the Machten David Adom Israel's Emergency Services. Lauren, a very good morning to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us on this morning's show.
Good morning to you, and I hope you learn to ride the Morning Mayhem bicycle.
Well, somebody's actually saying that I can convert it now to a Porsche, but okay, that's for another discussion. Great to have you on board, Lawrence, and thanks once again for joining us on this morning's show. Lawrence, our focus for this morning, I'm referring to the article in Arot Sheva, man falls to his death in Jerusalem at an anti-conscription rally. Let's begin by opening up the conversation on a broad basis. What happened? Over to you.
Well, there was a demonstration against conscription of the ultra-Orthodox sector yesterday, and according to different estimates, there were between 200,000 to 300,000 people attending. And it was at the entrance to Jerusalem where there's a building site, and a number of young people climbed up into the building site, and one of them fell, 20-year-old Menachem Mendel Lipsman. And initially they thought it was an accident, but the investigation is ongoing to see whether the police suspect that it's a suicide, as this young man had left a message on his Instagram account saying he's had enough, he cannot cope, he loves everyone, and we'll meet again in times of the Messiah. So there's no definite answer as to what happened, but there is a police probe ongoing at the moment.
Lawrence, was this the only fatality on the day? I just want to take this from the top. So this is the only fatality reported from yesterday.
Yes, fatality, yes. But there were 140 people that needed medical treatment.
Okay.
People and fainting and all different types of injuries, people that couldn't breathe well and things like that. Totally unrelated to the demonstration itself.
Okay.
There were clashes after the demonstration, and some people were likely injured. But generally, if you put 200,000 people together, you are going to have injuries and people that need medical attention, as you do anywhere else in the country when there's no demonstration.
Indeed, understood. So, Lawrence, as the situation stands now, so this transpired yesterday. I take it now Machten David Adom is on standby. Is there any anticipation of any continued demonstrations happening today?
I'm not aware of that. I don't think it will carry on today, but it isn't a contentious issue that is ongoing all the time. It started with the establishment of the State of Israel when Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, gave about 14,000 ultra-Orthodox youth an exemption from army service. And because the proportion of the population has grown ever since, it's become a lot larger, and it's a contentious issue because those army service is compulsory, and you have a couple of 100,000 from the Orthodox sector that do not serve in the army, and the general feeling in the public is that everyone should push their weight and contribute to the country, especially in the army, and especially during wartime. It seems to be unfair that some people are exempt from the army and others are drafted under law to serve the country.
Interesting you should mention that, Lawrence, because that's really going to be a topic of discussion on today's show. But thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Lawrence, we're going to have to leave it there. We've just about run out of time. Thank you for joining us on The Morning Mayhem, and everything of the best with all Machten David Adom's endeavors. Lawrence Seif, medical responder at the Machten David Adom, Israel's Emergency Services.